Hello and welcome from me, Norman Swan. Today on the Health Report, the concept of social contagion, how you catch non-infectious diseases from the people you know and the people they know, and whether you can stop the spread with social media. Health knowledge is an underrated factor in staying healthy or making yourself well again. Moving dentists away from the drill and fill mentality to becoming more holistic practitioners. Well, let's not go too far, but at least treating the whole tooth. And a warning over the weekend about an under-recognised problem with children's teeth that can cause them to literally crumble away. The tooth, not the child. Here's Perth-based paediatric dentist Rebecca Williams.
Chalky teeth is a condition which is more formally known as molar hypomineralisation. The teeth are formed with less mineral, which makes them more prone to crumbling away and getting dental decay.
And is it a newly recognised condition?
It's a condition that was first recognised in the 1980s. However, anecdotally, the prevalence of it is increasing, and we think that's because the decay rate is going down, that we're actually able to identify the condition before decay has affected these teeth.
So before fluoridation and better tooth hygiene, you were overwhelmed by the tooth decay and didn't notice it, essentially. So it was sitting there in the background, but you didn't realise it.
Yeah, that's correct. These teeth would quite rapidly break down with dental decay and be destroyed really quite quickly. We think that's why we didn't recognise it earlier.
And is it only in first teeth and deciduous teeth?
No, actually the most commonly affected is the first adult molar, which is the tooth that erupts at around 6 years of age. However, there can be effects on primary molars and other teeth within the mouth.
So what does a parent notice?
A parent might notice that a tooth is discoloured, white, yellow or brown, chalky patches on the tooth, or a hole may form in the tooth quite rapidly after it has come through the gum.
And does it ever affect the front teeth?
It can affect the front teeth as well. The permanent incisors may have the same chalky patches on them. However, we find that the dental decay is not as severe in the front teeth as we see in the first permanent molars.
So Rebecca, talk to me about prevention and treatment. What do we know works?
We know that early management of these teeth works. We are able to prevent the condition from getting worse if we can identify it early and put into practice measures such as fissure sealants to protect the teeth and remineralising paste, which can help to strengthen the teeth. Or if we can identify the problem early, things such as fillings can be performed rather than requiring more extensive procedures such as crowns or extractions.
Do fillings not make it worse by stressing an already weak tooth?
Essentially, the filling is replacing an already weakened area of the tooth, so the filling is actually a stronger component of the tooth.
So what's a parent to do if they see it?
The first thing to do is seek dental advice as soon as possible.
If you can afford it?
Yes, I think for a consultation with a dental professional, whether it be through the government sector and school dental or a private practitioner, it is important to get advice.
What do we know about the cause?
The cause of chalky teeth occurs when the teeth are still forming under the gum. The exact cause is actually unknown. However, our research has shown that there is a strong link with childhood illness.
So if a child has had an acute illness before the tooth erupts, that may affect the development of the tooth?
Yeah, definitely.
Has this got anything to do with fluoridation? Because you do get discoloration of teeth with fluoridation.
No, there's no link between chalky teeth and fluoridation.
Do we know how prevalent it is?
Our research group actually collated the prevalence figures from around the world, which was over 40 studies, and we found that the average prevalence is actually 1 in 6 children being affected to some extent. So clearly quite a significant treatment burden in the community.
What's the worst case you've ever seen?
The worst case that I have seen is actually 4 severely affected molars with a child that was in significant pain and actually had infection associated with those molars and required emergency extraction.
Can these teeth literally crumble away?
Yes, they can. They can crumble away very rapidly. So parents will notice that a tooth has come through the gum, and as it's coming through, they say that it appears to be crumbling as it's coming through the gum. So there's really a limited opportunity for us to protect these teeth.
And is it ever mild enough that you don't first detect the problem until somebody's in adulthood, even though they might have had it since childhood?
Yes, in more mild cases, adults may have chalky patches on their teeth which have not broken down, and that really depends on the severity of the case and where those chalky patches are in areas of the teeth that aren't subject to load.
Rebecca Williams, thank you for joining us on the Health Report.
Thank you, Norman. It's been a pleasure.
Another thing for parents to worry about. Perth-based paediatric dentist Rebecca Williams is part of the D3 group. That's a coalition of consumers, dentists and researchers concerned about developmental problems with children's teeth. And you're listening to The Health Report here on RN with me, Norman Swan.